103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman and Kyler Catherins. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Brandon Tadman, finishing up our Big 7 League Volleyball Triangular tonight with one final match. It's going to be Nemaus Central against Holton. Holton lost earlier tonight to Nemaha to Hiawatha 25-17 and 25-19. Nemaus Central just beat Hiawatha 25-20 and 25-19. So Nemaus Central's record now 23-3, and Holton with the loss earlier tonight 5-16. But Holton, after a break, a little bit of time to regroup. We'll see. Nemaus Central definitely had the game against Hiawatha marked, trying to avenge one of their losses, but important for the Thunder to come out quick here. Not overlook this Holton team playing at home that's been sitting around for an hour and is ready to give it a good shot.
No, you can't look, you know, past Holton here tonight, because after the highs of beating Hiawatha in that rematch, you get within a game and a half. So Nemaha Central wants to get within a half game of the league standings, as Hiawatha and Nemaha Central now tied with just one loss. But Hiawatha right now with one more win in that column. So obviously a big game still for Nemaha Central. Can't look past the host school here, and they've had some time to sit after their first matchup, and we'll see what happens here tonight.
Nemaha Central beat Hiawatha two games. Nemaha Central and Holton played on September the 7th, and Nemaha Central beat Holton in two games on September the 7th. So this is the second meeting of the year between these two schools. Holton changed from the royal blue to the black uniforms with the white numerals and letters under head coach Janelle Noel. They'll be on the far side, and Nemaha Central will be on the near side of the court, still in their purples under coach Jessica Cook with the blue numbers and letters outlined in white. So we're set for this one, and streaming as well online at msesports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Holton channel. Again, we got coaches' shows the next couple evenings. Listen, starting at 5:30 here on Kansas Land Radio, Wednesday and Thursday nights, for varsity head football coaches' comments with our weekly locker room chats and a great lineup of high school football play-by-play coming your way this Friday night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Axel Frankfurt, couple of ranked undefeated teams in 8-man on 92.1. Jacksonites Troy on 103.9. I mentioned earlier tonight, Nemaha Central playing without one of their weapons, as Ella Larkin in a boot with crutches, not able to go tonight. Nemaha Central's kind of had a little bit of bad luck. They lost their starting quarterback, Zach Kramer, to an injury
in their
contest last week as well. So it's been kind of a tough week injury-wise for the folks in and around Seneca. Here we go. Macy Gross will put us in play, and we're going. And a back bump attempt over the net by Sadie Walker is no good. So Nemaha Central takes point number one. Taryn Ganstrom is their libero in the blue jersey, and she will serve. Ella Ruschke's out there as well. On the front row, it is Addie Holthaus. Reagan Garrity, the freshman, and Addie Holthaus with a block. And so Nemaha Central gets the first 2 points, and it'll be Ganstrom serving again. Holton using a libero here in the second game in the blue jersey. Here's a hit by Macy Patch, dug out by Ruschke. Nice job to go get the set by Mackenzie Henry. And now Holton will set it to Ren Dieter's right side. That's a nice dig by Henry again for the Thunder. Holthaus a few steps back from the net. She spikes it. Macy Gross back sets it to Macy Patch. That's dug out by Nemaha Central. Lengthy point here with the Thunder up 2-0. Holthaus to the back row. That's dug by the Wildcats. And now the back set for Nemaha Central left side. Again, dug by Macy Patch. Holton will set up Ren Dieter. Sophomore tries dink. And miscommunication by Nemaha. Wildcats on the board. And holy cow, Holton's got a pretty good pep section. Looks like the football team's out of practice, and they're coming to cheer on their volleyball girls. Loud and rowdy on that far side. So the first point for Holton. They trail 2-1, and we'll have the serve here. It is Cora Miller, the libero in the blue jersey, serving for the Wildcats. Short serve to Garrity. It gets it back on the right side. Got it through the block. Past Walker and Wilson on the front line for the Cats. And Emaw Central will substitute two different players in as Marley Lutz into the front row and back to serve as one of the setters. That is Lily Chulions for Nemaha Central. 3-1 Thunder lead. Game one in their final match of the night against Tolton. Chulions to Walker. Gross will set it deep to the back row, and it's hit over by Miller. Now the set for Nemaha Central right in the middle and put down by Anna Bartoski. Bartoski on that front row right now with Sam Nordis. And also Addie Holthouse. Thunder lead 4-1. Final game on the JV court. Getting ready to start here in a little bit as well. I believe the second JV game must have went three sets. They were ahead of us for a while, and now they're behind the varsity court, which is here on the east side of the Holton High School gym. At the net, punched across. Good job there by Timber Wilson for the Lady Cats. Set over to Addie Holthouse for the Thunder. Too much on it. She misses out of bounds. And it's now 4-2, the Nemaha Central lead. Sadie Walker back to serve. Just a couple years here in Holton for Walker. Phenomenal softball pitcher as well. She's a southpaw. Puts this one in play. Nemaha Central will set it to Addie Holthouse right, and she gets it through the block attempt. And Mariah Allen into that front row now for the Wildcats, but Addie Holthouse gets a point and will serve for the Thunder, who lead by three.
Yeah, if you're Holton looking to spring an upset, you can't let Nemaha Central, you know, gather those runs that they had in the previous matchups with Hiawatha, scoring 7 of 8, 8 of 10 of that nature. You got to stay with it if you're Holton.
Set, spike blocked by Holton, but out of bounds, as that's Anna Bartoski in the middle there for the Thunder. Using her size at 5'11 and senior experience. Get another point for Nemaha, who now leads by the biggest margin of 4. Addie Holthouse will again serve for Nemaha Central. Sends it over to Miller. They set up Timber Wilson. Blocked, kept alive by Miller. Bumped up by Patch, and now back bumped over the net by Wilson. Backpedaling is Ganston to Libero. Short set, and this is partially blocked, but out off of Holton, and that kill goes to Sam Nordis, working the right side strong. Thunder leads 7-2. Timeout, Coach Noel and the Wildcats. We'll step away. This is a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman back with you. Nemaha Central leading 7-2 over Holton here in our final match of the evening. Set number one. Again, streaming with live audio and video on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. Just click listen live. Addie Holthouse continuing to serve for Nemaha Central out of the timeout. Back set by Sadie Gross. Punched by Patch, but Nemaha Central keeps it alive. And now a big hit blocked out of bounds. And the credit to Sam Nordis for another kill here for Nemaha Central. Coach Noel trying for the momentum stopping timeout, but unable to get the point out of the quick recess. And now Holthouse serves it into the net. So 8-2, as big as the lead got. Now we'll see if Holton can respond. Macy Patch serving for the Wildcats. Deep, handled by Nordis. Set, and the spike by Bartoski is blocked. Holton will get this point. The Wildcats with a little D. They got Olivia Summers back in there now on the front row. Summers wearing 46 in her black jersey. She actually had a different jersey, I think 41 on earlier today in the Royal Blues. This serve just out. Great last-minute decision there by Addie Holthouse. Had it judged well. Service error puts the Thunder back on top 9-4. Serving is Sam Nordis. Wilson set in the middle by Patch. Amariah Allen taps it across. Holthouse now goes back to the left side and a big wind up. Down and in. Marley Lutz. Davis Lutz at 5'6. 6'6", but I feel like number 32, a little taller than that out there on the front row, showing that she can add to the height with a nice vertical leap to put that one away. It's a 10-4 lead now for Nemaha Central. Served by Nordis. Patch sets it over to Summers. Two-hand touch across. Holt House there. Nice job. And now the spike by Nordis. Bumped right back over the net by Holton. Chasing to get it is Shulian, the setter. Spike from the back row. Good by Holt House. Pushed over by Summers. Backpedaling is Nemaha Central now on a third hit. Holt House will get a spike across the net. Patch sets it over. Now it's the libero Miller for Holton. Nemaha Central near side set, and Rethman is blocked. Kind of was needing some Air Jordan hang time on that one. She went up a little bit early and was trying to hang in the air as the ball was coming down, and it hit into the net.
Yeah, you see it a few times every now and then, just missed times on their jumps, and certainly has an effect on the outcome.
There's an 8 by Holton. A little help from the net as that one hit and went across. So the let surfer a point, Timber Wilson, and she'll do it again at the Wildcats trailing by 4. 10-6, Nemaha Central with the lead. Set to the left, Cassidy Rethman. That partially deflected. Walker keeps it alive. Patch sets it over to Dieters. Ren, the sophomore, can't put it away. Now set over the net by Shulians for the Thunder. Holton pops it up. Dieters stuffed, but keeps it alive as it's now back set by Patch over to Summers. And that's down and in. Olivia Summers. She missed last week's game in the games, the doubleheader at Jeff West with a family wedding, but Olivia Summers back tonight for the Lady Cats. You only trail by 3 as Timber Wilson serves it again. Julian's back sets it to the right. Kind of a miss hit by Bartoski, but it went across, and now Dieters with the hit. Thunder dive and save that one. Pushed up, Rethman goes dink, and Timber Wilson digs that one. Set over the net by Amariah Allen. Nemaha Central in the middle. Bartoski, a lot of jam traffic there, but the Thunder get the point. It's kind of interesting in some of those long rallies how all the players seemingly end up about 8 feet away from the net.
Feels like sometimes they're just all kind of moving together, shifting to each side as the ball continues to move, and it works. Sometimes it's right place, right time.
Served by Mackenzie Henry for Nemaha Central. Spike by Ren. Dieters is down just in front of the back line. Good hit by Dieters, one of a couple sophomores that the Wildcats are playing in their varsity rotation. A pretty good freshman that they've moved up to JV as well. One freshman, Elizabeth Schuster, that's been playing all JV ball for Holton. And an air serve by Holton is... That one not hit well by Bobby Haar. Frustrated with herself as teammate Cora Miller tries to pick her up. But Nemaha Central in control, leading 12-8. We're in game number one. Summers bumps it up over to Dieters. And it's dug in the back row by Lutz. Nemaha sets up Addie Holthouse. Nice dig by Haar. And now Dieters again will hit it across. Nemaha Central scrambles. Good job by Henry to get there for the set. Down the line goes Holthouse, can't put it away. Holton sets it to Dieters again, right side. Blocks at the net this time. Garrity, the freshman, is back out there. She'll get the set here, front middle, and she's blocked. But save for Nemaha Central, who back sets it to Rethman. And missed time, that third hit. Couldn't get it across, couldn't get enough on it, and Holton is down only 3.
Well, it was 10-4 Nemaha Central, and Holton's got on a little run. They scored 5 of the last 7. That's what you got to do. Give yourself an opportunity.
8-2 early, then 10-4, as Brandon mentioned. Nemaha Central now only ahead 12-9 as Macy Gross just checked in. She'll serve it for the Lady Cats. Macy Gross to the back right side. That's Ruschke, who's back in. Addie Holthouse front left. Down and in on the right side. Cross court. That's so tough to defend. When you can be that good going from one side of the court to the other, really is tough on the defense.
Well, and then keeping it on the front of the net. So, like, if you're front left, and you hit it, and the ball ends up front right, and it's still in. I mean, the angle is so tough and so challenging. Those are probably the most impressive shots you see.
Haar pumps the serve up, and Gross gets it to Patch. Big old jump, but can't put it away. Scrambling is Henry with a nice back set near side. Blocked at the net is Nordis. Nemaha Central then with a spike by Garrity. Holton sets it to the back left by Gross. Nice job by Nemaha to recover and hit over the net by Mackenzie Henry. Great job by the Thunder. Here comes Ren Dieters. That's blocked. Holton keeps it alive. Gross sets it to Patch, who gets it over. And now Nemaha Central sets it over on a second hit. Gross is there. Patch sets middle. Sadie Walker in a long volley. with a Wildcat point to pull within three. Pretty good effort by both teams.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the better rallies we've seen here in this first match. And those are the kind of rallies, if you're Holton and you get yourselves into, that you really want to try to get that point at the end of it.
Good serve by Miller. Oh, just a little bit too much on it. Misses. Those are the things you can't have right there. Air serves and little mistakes for Holton if you're going to play with the number three ranked Thunder. Only three losses all season for Coach Cook's team. And nearly an ace serve is bumped. Holton trying to pull it out of the net. They do get it across. Good job by Patch, the senior. Back set short. And a nice dig by Miller in the back row for the Cats. Gross gets it. Miller spikes it from the back row. Nemaha saves it. They set it at Holthouse. And that's off of Wilson. Back and out of bounds. Nemaha Central leads 15-10. So Holton unable to get any closer than three here in this middle part of set number one. Chulions with a good serve for Nemaha. Set up for Timber Wilson, who went high and put it down hard. Timber Wilson with an impressive kill. It's 15-11, Nemaha Central. Sadie Walker will drop back to serve. Amariah Allen returns to the front row. It's a high five from Patch and Wilson. Served by Walker. Gannstrom backpedaling to Libero, and Thunder keep it alive. And now on a third hit, Gannstrom gets it back and over. Walker, Gross, back set. Here's Patch. Little dink left side. And the Thunder not quite there in time. Good vision by Macy Patch, able to get the Holton point. Again, they're down by three.
That's been the magic number, 11-8, 12-9, 13-10, now 15-12.
Good serve by Walker. Gannstrom underneath it. Back set by Chulion. Dink by Holthouse. It's probably going out. Holton dives and got it across. And now near the net, both players for each team go up, and it falls on the Thunder side. I don't know which side of the net that ball was coming down on, but Holton gets within two for the first time. 15-13. Nemaha goes to the left. Big hit Bartoski. That's dug out. Nice job by Walker. The set over to Wilson again. Timbers block, and it's back down on Holton's side. So the Thunder get a big defensive block to stop the Wildcats after they had pulled within two. And now our score is 16-13. Nemaha leading Holton.
That was the key to the Nemaha Central win against Hiawatha, was the defense at the net, and we saw it on display.
Gross sets Patch, pushes it across. Holthouse pops it up. Chulion's back sets, right side. Big block there, and Nemaha can't keep it off the floor despite a couple dives as Sam Nordis stuffed that time. Amariah Allen and Wilson were there defensively for Holton. Summers will return to the front row. Cats down two. Macy Patch serving for Coach Snowell. Good serve by Patch. Holthouse in the middle. Chulion sets it up. Bartoski can't put it away. Got a JV ball coming in. They get that out of play in time. Here's a big hit by Miller. Nemaha Central spikes in the back row. Holthouse running and jumping into it. Now it's set near the net. Pushed across by Summers. Thunder pull it out of the net. Chulion sets it to the near side. And that hit blocked by Sam Nordis. Nemaha Central will now set it up. And the hit into the net missed by Marley Lutz that time. Oh, no, she did get it over the cross just in front of Holton. I thought Holton had blocked it, but Lutz got it to go through. So a point for her and the Thunder, 17-14. Diving save on the serve by Wilson, pushed across by Patch. Nemaha sets it in the middle. Markowski, and Holton cannot return it in three hits. It's 18-14 Thunder in game one.
Yeah, big stretch here, I think, for Holton as we're heading into a timeout. I think that's a good call. Central getting the last 2 points after it was a two-point margin.
We'll step away for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout by Holton. Umaw Central with the serve, leading 18-14 here in game one. Thunder trying to make it a 2-0 night after avenging one of their losses and beating Hiawatha earlier this evening. Holton will be in action again at home later this week. The Wildcats play home against Jeff West in a big 7-league matchup on Thursday night. Nice block. Boy, Holton didn't get a clean set and a spike attempt. And right there at the net, great play by Nemaw Central as Bartoski slammed it right back down. So Holton can't stop momentum out of the timeout. They now trail by 5. Serving again is Nordis for Nemohan. Second hit by Summers. Back row spike by Patch. Julian's is there to dig it. Tapped over the net by Cassidy Rethman, and it's down and in. Cassidy Rethman getting the point for the Thunder, lead 20-14. Nordis again will serve with the left hand to the left side. Patch sets it across. Thunder scramble to get it. Rethman pops it up. Julian's pushes it over. Patch to the net. Summers with the set. Back row spiked by Miller, and it had too much on it. She misses out, and now the lead for Nemaw Central has grown to 7.
Yeah, it was 16-14. Holton was right there, and the Thunder now have rattled off 5 straight.
Patch, and hit over by Miller. Holthouse to the right side. Rethman went dink, but Miller digs it out. Patch sets it back. Timber Wilson winds up, and Holthouse digs that one in the back row, but it must have been a net violation. Was it net on Nemaha or lift? Holton got the point, but I didn't quite see.
I think
exactly
it was a lift.
Okay. So 21-15. 7 was the biggest lead for the Thunder there for a moment. Back set, Summers, two-hand push across. Ganstrom retreats to get it. Set over the net by Shulians. Holton dives for it, now pops it up, and Wilson hits it across. And Nemaha there to recover, and they set it up left side, and a block that time by Holton on Lutz's attempt. Pulls the Wildcats back within 5.
I think it's the time here. If you're Holton, you've just rattled off 2 straight. You're back within 5. I think if you want to make the run, it needs to be now, and right then, serve goes OB.
Just a couple too many errors to this point for Holton to give Nemaw Central much of a scare here, at least in set number 1. Mackenzie Henry in. She'll serve it for Nemaw Central, and he's just 3 points to take the game. Tough first hit set across the net by Summers after the tough hit there by Walker. Now spiked in the back row by Holthouse. Backpedaling to get it is Miller. Here's a block by Nemaha. Good defense by Lutz there at the net. Miller again hits it over. Mackenzie Henry pops it up. Set. And this one tapped over by Marley Lutz, and we got a net violation against Holton. Caught Summers in the net that time. It's 23-16. Served by Henry. Not a great first hit off Amariah Allen. It taps just below her neck. Says, my bad, but now a lot of game point opportunities here for Nemaha Central. Mackenzie Henry tried to finish it out. With that right wrist tape, she hits it. Second bump high by Summers, now tapped over by Miller. Cassidy Rethman sets to the left. Hard hit there by Lutz, comes back over. Nemaha will try again. That's the freshman Garrity. Holton got a hand on it. Now a third hit back bumped over by Summers. Holthouse up to the net. Henry short set middle. Garrity, that one down and in on the back line. And Nemaha Central takes game one over Holton, 25-16. We'll take a timeout, return in 2 minutes for more Big 7 volleyball action here on KNZA 103.9 FM, Hiawatha.
Ireland Custom Exhausts has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
John McManigal offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigal's Climate Controlled Storage is also available and insect-free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigal in Holston.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton High School. We get set for set number two. Meanwhile, Central just defeated Holton 25-16. A couple too many errors. Just didn't seem like enough times, Brandon, that Holton really had a clean first and second hit to really have a legitimate spike attack there near the net.
Well, give Holton a lot of credit. They got down 8-2 right out the gate, but came storming back. It was 16-14, but Nemaha Central took control, hitting 9 of the next 11 en route to that set one victory.
25-16 again the final. We're underway here in game number two, and Cassidy Rathman will earn this big point with a spike from the front right side. Nemaha Central will have the serve. They remain on the near side of the floor. I guess still because of COVID, I don't know. They always used to switch sides after the first set, but the last couple of years we haven't been doing that. There's a big spike. That's down and in. Sadie Walker got a clean look at that one. And we're tied here early 1-1. I feel like Holton kind of just needs a big win. Needs a big confidence boost. The Wildcats just playing a lot of girls. They're competitive. They have the potential to compete with a lot of teams, but just don't seem to maybe have quite the confidence and chemistry yet at this point in the season that they need. Here's a spike off of Allen and out of play as Nemaha takes the lead at 2-1.
Well, it's also tough when you play in a league that has two of the best teams in the state when you're talking about, you know, Hiawatha and Nemaha Central, where they're currently ranked in their classification. So certainly would be an ultimate confidence boost if they're able to get one here.
Patch hits it across for the Wildcats. Nemaha Central will back set it to the near side. Nordis is blocked, but it hit it over by Addie Holthouse. Set by Holton. Back row hit by Miller. Now bumped high to the left. Nice hit for Holthouse, who puts it down. Nemaha Central leads 3-1. Yeah, you talk about the big seven, and I'm sure you're already learning, Brandon, being new as our sports director in Northeast Kansas here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, but Big 7 year in, year out, doesn't matter the sport. I mean, they've had a team in the championship game of state football 3 years in a row, or 5 years in a row, excuse me, and yeah, volleyball, a couple baseball titles. I mean, it's one of the best leagues in the state. A lot of fun to cover the teams in the Big 7, no doubt about it.
I've certainly come to realize here, being here for a month or two, that Northeast Kansas High School sports is about as good as it gets anywhere in the state.
It is very good. Glad you're enjoying it and settling in as Nemaha Central gets one in front of the Holton block, and Thunder lead 4-2 as they'll make a couple substitutions here. We're in set two after the Thunder took the opener. Brandon mentioned that early lead of 8-2, and Holton never got any closer than 2 points. 15-13, 16-14, as close as Holton got in the first set before the Thunder ended up winning by 9. A.C. Gross will set this one in the middle. Amariah Allen pushes it across. Leon's back pedals. Now a spike. Big hit there by Nordis. And we got a JV ball in play. Going to jump this one and do the point again.
Probably the third or fourth time we've seen that happen. And
Which isn't bad for an island volleyball,
I don't think so.
It could be more, as you mentioned earlier.
You think it happens more considering the courts are legitimately, right next door.
Serve it again. Chulion puts this in play. Holton back sets Macy Patch, and she gets it off the deflection of Holthouse. And on this underside, the Wildcats down just one. Summers will check into the front row. Holton trying to show a little bit of excitement and enthusiasm, trying to pick each other up and get on a little run here. And they'll get an ace serve as Ellie Ruschke, unable to get underneath, didn't get a clean first hit. And that'll tie us up at four. Kara Miller certainly seems to be having a fun time out there for the Cats. She's trying to get him going as Patch continues to serve for the Wildcats. And that's another ace! This time it was Canstrom that didn't get cleanly up close enough to the ball before trying to hit it. It went low, and Holton's got the lead by one. Patch again with the serve, and it goes to Ganstrom. This time it's helped out by Holthouse and tapped across the net by Nordis. Back row saved by Sadie Walker, hit over by Miller. Now Nemaw sets it left side to Holthouse. Nice dig by Miller in the back row. Patch sets it up. Here's Wilson punching it across on hit number three. Ganstrom up the court to Chulions, and now the spike to Bartoski, and Holton digs that one again. Now it's set across on Holton's third hit by Allen. Nemaw Central try again. Holthouse on the left. This one is dug by Walker. Patch will set it right side. Timber Wilson goes up and can't put it away. They hit near the net. Thunder dive and can't save it. And Holton on a little run here, now leading 6-4.
Yep, five straight after a 4-1 start for Nemaw Central. They certainly have some life in them here early on in the second set.
Holton will continue to serve. Macy Patch getting on a little roll, and the officials together to visit about something here for a quick moment. We're in set number two. Not sure what the discussion is about here.
We had the scoreboard issue early on tonight where it took them a solid 5 or so minutes to confirm what the score was, and it was, in fact, 16-16 during the Hiawatha-Holton matchup.
6-4 here. I don't think they're discussing the score. They're talking about something between the coaches and the... And they might redo that last point. I just saw the official with two thumbs up, and that would signal a jump ball that we would do all over. So I don't know if Coach Cook had maybe asked for a replay if there was a JV ball that came in at some point during that last point. It was basically an ace serve. I mean, they didn't return it, did they?
I think they hit it twice, but
right. They
weren't able to get it back over. There wasn't really much to that point. I'm still learning my volleyball verbiage and everything that goes along here, so I am in the dark on what exactly could be the issue here, because it seemed like a pretty set-in-stone point on that last go-around.
Again, these head coaches tonight are all pretty good friends. Coach Noel, Coach Stephen Morgan for Hiawatha, and Coach Cook for Nemaha Central. Saw them together taking a couple pictures before the matches started tonight. Meanwhile, Nemaw Central is huddled up. JV action still going on. So the Holton strong student body pep section over cheering for them at the moment as Holton gets the point. It's a pretty tight match, apparently. Holton just took a 23-21 lead over Hiawatha in the junior varsity set one.
Yeah, credit the student section as the varsity game's on a current hold. They just go ahead and check over to the other side and cheering on the junior varsity again, like you said, in a tight matchup, 23-21.
Well, the coaches kind of returned to their spots. Now the officials will do that as well. And I'm pretty sure we're going to resume play here.
So something happened in favor of a Nemaha Central there.
They just gave Nemaha a point. So instead of 6-4, is it going to be 5-5? Or I'm confused. If it's Nemaha served, then the scoreboard's got to be different, right? Because they gave the point to Holton, which was their fifth in a row. They were
right.
Down 4-1, and they had just scored to make it 6-4 with their fifth point in a row. But if that point wasn't for Holton, and JV just beat Hiawatha. That's why you hear the big cheer that says JV, JV from the Holton student section. So now we're going to get together and talk about it again. We almost got ready to resume play. Nemaw Central was awarded the ball. But they're not talking with the scores table, so I'm totally confused here.
The reaction from Nemaw Central after they kind of separated, it seemed like obviously something positive for the Thunder, whether they were going to get rewarded that last point and make it 5-5 instead of 6-4, or if they were going to redo the point itself. Again, I'm not 100% sure. It seems like Nemaw Central is pretty content that they know that whatever happens in their favor, so we're about to see with the official at the score table now.
Well, if Nemaw Central is going to get the ball, the scoreboard needs to change to 5-5 if that's how they're going to rule it for whatever reason that we may never know.
We may never know it all. Yep. So there it is. It is 5-5. So they were awarded that last point, which stopped a quick 4-0 spurt.
So we ought to be good now, even though we're still not 100% sure why that point was changed and awarded to Nemaw. It looked like an ace serve for Holton that was hit twice and falling out of bounds for Nemaw. They didn't get it back over the net, but for whatever reason. If not for these couple long 5-minute delays tonight, we're a lot closer to being done by now.
Still cruising along, though.
Yeah, last Tuesday night at Jeff West with Perry and Holton at Jeff West. That was three set matches all night. It was a marathon. So 5-5, make it 6-5 as Holton wins the point out of the delay. And we're back rolling again. Peters checks in for the Wildcats. And serving will be Timber Wilson. Holton leading it by one. Nice job getting there for the second hit. Shulions, and now head across by Lutz. And then Holton drops it right back down with Peters. And the Wildcats getting a couple points after all of that. Maybe feeling like they should be up 8-4, but they're content here with the 7-5 lead as Timber Wilson serves again for Holton. Gamstrom backpedaling, gets it. Shulion set to the back row. Addie Holthaus hits it across. Knocked over Patch, but she got it to Summers. Who hits it high to Wilson, who sends it across the net. Now Nemaha back sets it here on the near side. The attack by Nordis, and that's dug by Holton. Now a block by Nemaha Central. Holton will set it up and push across by Amariah Allen. Did she hit the line? No, just out. A little bit far right. Right idea for Allen, but not quite able to get it inside the line, so it's now the Holton lead of just one. Cassidy Rethman back in for Nemaw Central on the front row. The serve is by Sam Nordis. Holton sets up Ren Dieters, who has it blocked, and then it falls in front of Dieters. And we're tied at 7. We're tied at 5s and now 7s. And a short serve that won't get over the net. Misfire there by Nordis the junior. But no dropping to the floor and doing push-ups for Nemaw on an air serve. We saw that from Hiawatha earlier tonight.
But I believe we only saw do that once, right?
Maybe. I don't know how many air serves they had. Not a lot.
No, not many.
Hiawatha went 1-1. Did lose to Nemaw Central their second match after beating Holton in their first match tonight. Rethman hits it across for Nemaw Central. Patch sets it for Holton to Ren Dieters. Goes across the court left. Nice one-handed diving save by Lutz. And now Holton will back set this one. We got a JV ball coming in play. It's not going to matter. This one didn't affect the action. And Olivia Summers gets the kill for the Cats. Olivia Summers, one of the 7 Holton seniors. Nemaw sets it in the middle. Big hit that time by Marley Lutz. Deflected and out of play. The lead for Holton is now 1-9-8 as the Thunder will make a couple substitutions. Thunder took the first game against Holton, 25-16. Pulled away in the second half of that one. Hit by Miller from the back row. Thunder get it up the court to Rethman. It's blocked, kept alive, now at the net. Players for both teams go up. It comes to the Thunder side. They'll set it, and it's hit across by Lutz. And now pushed across by Holton's Sadie Walker. Pushed right back by Mackenzie Henry for Nemaha Central. Hatchback sets Summers. Olivia's blocked. Punched across, though, by Sadie Walker. Now Nemaw Central will set it up in the middle. That's a block on Carity's attempt. Walker, again, getting the stuff. Leads Holton in that department. Here's a dig in the back row by the Cats by Patch. Summers sets it up. Dieters off the deflection. Handled by Holthouse. Nemaw Central sets it left. This is Lutz on the attack, and it's down and in. As Marley Lutz able to win the long volley for the Thunder and pull us even at 9-9. Kenzie Henry to serve for Nemaha Central. Good serve. Walker underneath it, set across by Summers. Holthouse, now the set back to Garrity, who couldn't do much with it. Double hit that time called against Garrity, who couldn't get it across. Holton leads 10-9. Holton will remain in Class 4A, although there's several changes for the new football cycle and classifications the next 2 years. Very little changes for the rest of the sports for this year, including volleyball. Holton will stay Class 4A, the only school in the Big 7 League that is 4A. There's a nice dig by the Cats, but into the net and unable to keep it alive after Sadie Walker's diving attempt. And Nemaw Central has the serve and a little bit of momentum back on their side. 10-10. And another Holton error. Miss it. Coach Noel saying, hey, settle down. We're okay. 11-10, Nemaha Central, and another serve coming here for Marley Lutz. It's at the Miller. Back set by Patch. Hard hit, but Walker hit it into the net. Now it's 12-10, and the Nemaha confidence building along with the momentum here in set two. Lutz with another serve. Walker pops it up. Gross sets it across, but Nemaw Central's there. Set by Rethman over to the left. Addie Holthouse blocked. Thunder pop it up, and now the back set to Rethman on the right, and she puts another one away. Cassidy Rethman with the kill. Coach Noel wants a timeout. Let's step away. Thunder rolling here in set two now, up 13-10 over the Wildcats as we take a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Kirk Kilman, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman back with you. Almost hitting 8 o'clock here on FM 103.9, KNZA Hiawatha. Final Tuesday in September. Holton taking a timeout. Trying to stop a little momentum as Nemaw Central now up 13-10 after winning the first game 25-16. Continuing to serve for Nemaw Central is Marley Lutz. See if Holton can respond. Come up with a little charge. The set over from Gross to Patch, and a little dink is down in front of Mackenzie Henry. Good job there by Macy Patch as Holton trails 13-11, and it'll be the libero in the blue jersey, Cora Miller, serving for Coach Noel's squad. Miller, right in the middle of the court, hits it with the right hand, right into the net. I feel like Holton's done that 3 to 5 times here in this match against Nemaw Central. Again, when you're playing a team of this caliber, just can't afford the errors. Can't afford giving up points without the other team even having to do anything or work for them. Big hit by Walker. Punched up by Nemaw Central. Brought back into play by Ruschke. Gannstrom hits it over. Now short set in the middle for Sadie Walker. She goes dink. Got it just over the block, and the Thunder were late getting up there to recover. It's 14-12. Sadie Walker will serve for the Cats. Serve to the back left corner. Ruschke, not a great first hit. Gannstrom gets it back near the net. In fact, that first hit is called an error, and it's now Holton within one. 14-13, Walker to serve it again. Backpedaling, Holthaus gets it. Set in the middle by Henry. This one through the block, just over the block and in front of a diving Walker in the back row. Now 15-13, Nemaha Central with two substitutions for Coach Cook. Thunder playing without Ella Larkin, one of their regulars, the 5'8 junior. He's on crutches tonight and in a walking boot. Served by Shulion. Diving save by Walker. Gross sets it up for Allen. She tries to dink. Now the Thunder set it to the left side and pushed across by Holthaus. Patch kind of had it, but it came at her faster than she expected and couldn't block it back over the net as the Thunder now lead by three. Which took telling her player Shulion where she wants the serve to go. And Holton gets it to Patch down the line. Gamstrom digs it out. Back bump by Shulion to the near side and a hard hit by Nordis saved in the back row. Now bumped over by Sadie Walker of the Cats. Julian will set this one ahead. Bartoski puts one away. Anna Bartoski getting in on the action. 17-13, Nemaha Central. Coach Noel's used one timeout already. Keeps looking up at that scoreboard as the second set starting to slip away. Holton runs to get ahead of that one. Another little dink by Amariah Allen. Pushed back over by Nemaha Central. Gross to Patch. Headed across the court. Timber Wilson goes up and hit it too high. Too deep, out of play, and the Thunder's lead is up to five, their largest in game number two.
Well, we saw this trend in the first match between the two. Holton hung around. It was 16-14, and then five straight for Nemaha Central. They were able to put it away. It was 14-13, now four straight for Nemaha Central. Does Holton have at least one more opportunity to get back in it?
Thunder set left side. Bartoski again. Nice diving save by Sadie Walker. Hit across by Timber Wilson right down the right side. Gamstrom. Now Bartoski again. That's saved by Patch. Summers will set it. Back row hit from Sadie Walker. Near the net for Nemaha Central. They go left side. Holthaus. Nice sliding save by Miller. Holton gets it to Wilson. Can't put it away. Popped up by Ruschke. Ahead to Holthaus again. Dug once more by Miller. Here's another attack by Wilson. And again, just too much on it. Holton misses just out on the attack, and it's now 18-14. Thunder won the first set, 25-16. Nemaha Central trying to go 2-0 tonight. Holthaus puts it in play. Wilson in the back row. Patch sets it over to Summers. That's blocked. Nice diving save for Nemaha. Then across the net by Bartoski. Summers back sets it over the net. Holthaus is there. Chileon's back sets right side. Big spike attempt. Dug out of there as Nordis can't put it away. Tapped over now by Summers. Diving save by Gamstrom for the Thunder. Back bumped over the net for Nemaha Central by Nordis. Holton will set this one. Summers on the left. That's deflected. Popped up. Second hit by Gamstrom to the right side and then across the net by Nordis. Long point. Holton gets it to Wilson. Tapped it across. It hit the Thunder and then went out of bounds. It wasn't a great clean hit, but Wilson got it through the block attempt of Nemaha Central. Holton is down by just three. One of the longer volleys we've had here in set number two. Wilson with the serve. Thunder set it in the middle. Big hit. Blocked out of bounds as Bartoski will get credit for another kill. Cassidy Rethman in on the front row for Nemaha Central, who leads 19-15 here in set two. Another good JV game going on between Hiawatha and Holton as we speak as well. Holton won the first one there. Miller. Nemaha Central scrambles up to get it. Now a little dink, and that's blocked on Lutz's attempt. But then spiked back down by Bartoski. How big has she been in the second set?
Boy, she's been... Yeah, I feel like we've called her name more than about anybody else here in this second matchup, and certainly have been a big key in Nemaha Central stretching that lead late.
Timeout again called by Coach Janelle Noel for the Wildcats, who trail 20-15 against Nemaha Central in set number two. We'll return in 30 seconds. Here on KNZA.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other. So let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. Holton Community Hospital, and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman and Kyler Catherine's running the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman with you. 20-15, Nemoth Central leading Holton here in game number two. They won the first one, and now they get an ace after a Wildcat timeout. An ace served by Sam Nordis, and the Thunder just 4 points away from completing a 2-0 day.
Well, and also with the win over Hiawatha and potentially closing this one out, you're within a half game of Hiawatha for first place in the conference.
Wow, another ace serve. I didn't know if that one was going to get over the net. Just barely did on the front left side. And Holton's first hits have not been great. Amariah Allen will go out. This will bring in for the first time tonight Taylor Moore, 5'10 senior. So she's the 12th different Wildcat we've seen on the varsity court. A couple that we saw earlier, like Darcy Ashcraft and one other, are now over playing some JV ball. Moore does handle this serve. Back row hit by Miller. Nemoth Central's there. They need just 3 points. They lead by seven. Big hit, Bartowski again, dug out by Miller. Holton will set it up for Ren Dieters, and she gets it across in front of the block attempt of Bartowski and Rethman that time. And it's 22-16. Not only the live broadcast, but remember all of our Holton Channel and Sabatha Channel live-streamed games on video through MSCSports.net are also available to watch the replay on demand. It's all free at MSCSports.net. Not a great first hit by Holthouse, but popped up nicely by Shulion. Hit over by Bartowski. Holton returns it right back over. And now the Wildcats will set it in the middle, and the spike by Sadie Walker's dug out. Good dig, Canstrip. Here's the spike by the Thunder, and that's down on the back row. Marley Lutz. 23-16, Thunder. So three losses, one early in the year to Hiawatha. They've avenged that one. Don't have all their losses right in front of me, but as we talked about, they've played some good teams and playing some great volleyball lately. Went 6-0 in their tournament on Saturday, beating some big schools in Wamego. Nemoth Central sets this one up in the middle for Garrity. Hit up by Miller. Patch gets it over to Dieters. Blocked. And it's match point. A lot of them coming up if the Thunder need him ahead 24-16.
Well, you mentioned the stretch of win here makes it 12 in a row for Nemoth Central. So kind of heating up at the right time, and they've been consistent all season long as that one's going well out.
Air served by Mackenzie Henry. Couldn't finish the deal, hitting it wide left. Coach Cook raises her hand, said, my bad. They were trying to get that back left corner, apparently, but Henry missed too far to the left. Macy Gross serving for Holton. Needs about seven in a row to the Wildcats to keep this match alive. Little dink by Garrity, who stepped across and underneath on the line that time. Violation at the net, and it's 24-18. More points for Holton than they had in game one. Lost 25-16. And there's the game winner for Nemoha Central. It's Marley Lutz getting the kill on the final score, 25-18. Nemoha Central sweeps 2-0 win against Hiawatha and a 2-0 win against Holton. We'll come back after one final timeout. Wrap up the broadcast next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it to the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785 362 Tire.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barna, president of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back one final time on a Tuesday night with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman with you. Wrapping up volleyball tonight, where it's Nemaus Central going 2-0 with straight set wins against Tiawatha to avenge one of their three losses on the season, and then a straight set win against Houlton here in the nightcap. 25-16, 25-18, and Nemaus Central led 8-2 in game one. Houlton never got any closer than two. Game was tied at fives and sevens. Houlton actually had some early momentum in game number two, but then just a few too many errors, and it seemed like as that second set went on, Brandon, Nemaus Central played better, got more confidence, and able to take a couple convincing wins here in the nightcap.
Yeah, the second starts or the second match for Nemaus Central against Houlton, they certainly got off to a slow start. Houlton was certainly taking advantage and built a solid lead, but, you know, as time slowly goes on, it takes two, three, maybe four straight points for a team like Nemaus Central to get going, and that was certainly the case down the stretch. And once they kind of built that lead and they had gotten it back after trailing early on, it was 15-13, but then they rattle off four straights. Houlton gets one back. Nemaus Central goes four straight again. So, you know, you see these really good teams, it doesn't take much for them to gain that momentum, and you know, we saw them put on a defensive clinic in their win over Hiawatha as well, which now just putting them a half game back of Hiawatha, you know, in the standings for the league. So certainly it was big, I think more big for Nemaus Central tonight to come in, get these pair of wins, and keep themselves right towards the top.
Nemaus Central now 9-1 in the league. Hiawatha is 10-1 in the league. Houlton with the two losses tonight drops to 3-5 in league play. The Wildcats record now 5-17 overall this season. Nemaus Central improves their overall record to 24-3. And Hiawatha with the 1-1 night tonight is now 20-3 on the season. So again, Nemaus Central, a pair of big wins, 2-0. It is Hiawatha going 1-1 and Houlton going 0-2 tonight here in their home volleyball triangular. Appreciate Kurt Kilman and Kyler Catherins. Again, the broadcast will be available as well on mscsports.net. Click Listen Live, select the Houlton channel. Plenty of football coming up Friday. Locker room chats the next couple nights beginning at 5:30 here on your local sports authority, your place for all local Northeast Kansas sports here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So for Kyler and Kurt and Brandon, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great evening.